Why airless tires kinda suck. What would you do if your tire popped? Well, for starters, it would be a pain in the butt. And then what? You're going to have to find a way to get out of that mess and fix it. Hopefully, you know how to change a flat tire, or else you're screwed. There's a new type of tire called airless tires, which are supposed to be better than regular tires because they never go flat, but unfortunately, they kind of suck too. They don't have any air, so there's no cushioning when you hit bumps, so that driving can feel harsh and bumpy, as well as having less traction on snow and ice compared with traditional tires. So what should we do? Well, I guess we're just going to keep using our regular old tires for now and hope that the airless tire technology improves in the future. What are airless tires? Airless tires are a new type of tire that doesn't have any air. They're made of a flexible material that can be inflated, so they don't go flat, and they're supposed to be better than traditional tires because you never have to worry about getting a flat again. Different types of airless tires. There are a few different airless tires, but the most common one is the solid rubber tire. Other types of airless tires include the inflatable tire and the foam tire. Solid rubber tire. The solid rubber tire is the most common type of airless tire. It's made of a flexible material that can be inflated, so it never goes flat. It's usually made of rubber, but plastic and nylon solid rubber tires are available. Inflatable tire. The inflatable tire is a type of airless tire filled with air. It's made of a flexible material that can be inflated, so it never goes flat. The air pressure in the tire can be adjusted depending on road conditions. Foam tire. The foam tire is also a type of airless tire filled with air. The difference between the foam tire and the inflatable tire is that the material used to make it is less durable, so it generally doesn't last as long. Pros. They never go flat. There's better traction on snow and ice because the tire is harder. You can drive faster with airless tires, so you save time than regular tires, which have a lower maximum speed limit due to their ability to deform under pressure, etc. In short, airless tires are a significant improvement on regular tires. They improve the ride quality to avoid bumpy when you drive on uneven surfaces or potholes. Cons. They're more expensive than regular tires because they cost more to make, and it's harder to produce them in mass quantities. It takes a couple of extra steps in production, so the price is higher. Since there's no air inside the tire, the ride quality feels harsher because you get less cushioning when you go over bumps or through potholes. Since there's no air inside the tire, it has less traction on snow and ice than regular tires because they deform under pressure, whereas airless tires are inflexible. There are some safety concerns about these controls during sharp turns at high speeds. There's also a concern about blowouts, and what would happen if the tire ever did pop. What's stopping me from driving over a nail or something and having it burst? Airless tires don't have any air, so there's nothing to stop the pressure from blowing up the tire. Which should you use? Well, it's up to you whether or not you want to use airless tires. However, I would recommend that you stick with regular tires because they're more readily available, and they're cheaper than airless tires right now. Some car manufacturers are beginning to equip cars with them, so maybe they'll be more common in the future, and the cons will be fixed, but for now, they're just not as good as regular tires. As airless tires become more popular, we can only hope to fix the drawbacks. For now, though, it's best to stick with regular old tires. Are airless tires worth it? There are many reasons why airless tires are worth it for some people. This might be the one thing that will ever make you never have to worry about getting a flat tire again. -1. They're less prone to flats, so they're perfect for vehicles that get driven on roads with potholes or other road hazards. -2. They improve the ride quality, so they're great for luxury cars or people who have a lot of money and don't want to feel every bump in the road. -3. They're perfect for winter because they provide more traction on snow and ice than regular tires do. -4. If you're someone who hates having to stop and change a tire on the side of the road, then airless tires are perfect for you because you'll never have to worry about that again. -5. They're also great for people who drive in dusty or sandy environments because they keep all the dust and sand out of the tire. Conclusion. Airless tires are an excellent choice for some people, but they're not perfect. There are a lot of pros and cons to consider before making the switch. Ultimately, it's up to you whether or not you want to use them. Thanks for reading. FAQs. Q. Are airless tires safe? A. There are some safety concerns about these tires where vehicles equipped with airless tires lose control during sharp turns at high speeds. Q. What's stopping me from driving over a nail or something and having it burst? Airless tires don't have any air, so there's nothing to stop the pressure from blowing up the tire. A. Airless tires are made from a unique rubber called nitrile-butadiene rubber or NBR. This is the same kind of tire rubber that regular tires are made out of, so it's just as safe and reliable as standard car tires.